This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that for a song and dance man, Fred Astaire didn't have much of a voice. But on stage and in the movies, Astaire introduced dozens of great songs. Many of them are included on a new reissue of a 1952 set featuring Astaire backed by a jazz sextet.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone.
Fred Astaire made singing before a microphone an act of dancing in the dark. He seems to have a range of about six notes and all the lung power of a chain smoker. But when he's singing at his best, you can almost see him gliding across the floor or doing some fancy steps. Here's Fred Astaire on a cut from a 2-CD reissue on Verve, The Astaire Story, recorded in 1952.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Now just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Even by his own standards, Astaire isn't in the greatest voice on these sessions. But The Astaire Story is a winner anyway, because of the material and because of the band. Producer Norman Granz conceived the project to showcase some three dozen classic songs Astaire had introduced. Songs by the likes of Jerome Kern, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and George Gershwin, many of which became jazz standards. The players amounted to the Verve House Band. Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Barney Kessel on guitar, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. Stoller's the least known, but Astaire liked him enough to use him as his drummer on TV specials years later. The music is lightly textured, but swings like mad. On Irving Berlin's No Strings, Oscar Peterson plays his dancing solo on Celesta, sort of a keyboard glockenspiel.
No strings and no connections, no ties to my affections. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. No dates that can't be broken, no words that can't be spoken, especially when I am feeling romancy. Like a robin upon a tree, like a sailor that goes to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, that's me. So bring on the big attraction, my decks are cleared for action. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy.
Astaire talks a bit, too, so I'll let him introduce the next piece.
You know, this album is a kind of jazz album, too, and jazz means the blues. Oscar, Barney, Alvin, and Ray are going to ad-lib some of those blues now, and I'm going to walk in and throw a little hoofing in there.
Astaire also plugs two songs of inferior quality, his own. Not My Girl is more interesting for Desmond Carter's masochistic lyric than for Astaire's tin pan music.
I've read about those tender girls, those ready to surrender girls. I've got one of a tougher kind, rougher kind, the make men suffer kind. Who's sweet to me, not my girl? Who's kind to me, not my girl? You want to know what my girl can be? Listen to me. The sight of her wakes men up. A day with her shakes men up. She practically breaks men up. She's not an Annabelle Lee. Without her, I could not exist. The way that she loves is frightening. And on the day that she and I first kissed, I thought I was struck by lightning. Who's heavenly, not my girl? Who wants to be not my girl? If only you'd got my girl, you know what's the matter with me.
The composer Alec Wilder once wrote that every tune written for Fred Astaire seems to bear his mark, that Astaire brought out in composers, quote, something better than their best, a little more subtlety, sophistication, wit, and style. Wilder was right, Astaire's own tunes aside. So when jazz musicians play some of those classic songs, a little of Fred's elegance rubs off. The nice thing about the Astaire story is that for once, he gets to inspire musicians directly. You can tell they feel the spirit. Everyone's in vintage form, except maybe the guy with the shaky voice.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the Astaire story on Verve Records.
Let's dance forever, come on, say we'll never be through. Oh, it's so easy to dance with you.
This is Fresh Air.